The Cabinet is meeting this morning amid a row between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael ministers over third level fees. It all erupted after the Fianna Fáil Minister for Further and Higher Education, James Lawless, confirmed on Sunday's This Week programme on RT Radio that students would have to pay €3,000 in registration fees from this year, a €1,000 increase on the previous 3 years. The fees had been cut in the past three budgets as part of the government's response to the increased cost of living. While the Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader, Simon Harris, who was Mr Lawless's predecessor, was said to have been incredulous that the fees would be restored to €3,000. Well, the row was so intense all day yesterday that Minister Lawless went on drive time on RT Radio last night and pretty much repeated what he had said on Sunday.
What was done for the last couple of years was a once-off temporary subvention. That was done again last year. Typically, it was done after the budget, not in September, but in October and beyond. And then families sometimes got a rebate in the, if they paid in installments in the second part of the year, as in the new year. So all those measures expired. They were only done on a one-year basis. And when I came into this ministry, that was expiring too. So the budget that was done for this September has no provision for any kind of subvention. So that's the position that I'm in.
So that's James Lawless yesterday evening. So on his way into Cabinet this morning, our reporter Diane Connor asked Simon Harris if parents and students would be paying the full €3,000 in fees this autumn.
So we have this discussion at this time every year, and I've got to be honest, I've been the Minister for Higher Education, and I always make the point that budget announcements are made on budget day, and that's important. But what I would say is look at our track record. We have found a way of helping students and their parents each year over the last number of years. Yes, it's true, there won't be a big bang series of announcements to take effect before Christmas, but it's also true that's not the way college fees fall due to be paid. Many people, most people pay them in instalments. Everybody has a right to pay them in instalments. I'm very clear in the programme for government commitment. It talks about reducing and phasing out. That's what I want to see progress on. But I want to do that in a disciplined way in terms of engaging with our colleagues here in government. And I know all parties in government are very much committed to helping people. I think in the last few days, there's been kind of a bizarre narrative taking hold that if there's not a cost of living package, that the government can't do anything on cost of living. That's simply not true. We have to move back to regular budgets. But of course, that budget can include measures to help people with cost of living. And the programme for government is very clear. Move away from one-off measures and take permanent structural reductions in childcare, in the cost of doing business for small businesses in all our towns and villages, and also in the cost of putting a child through school and through college. So the programme for government, as I say, is really clear. We had this debate in the election. It's about moving away from one-off and having permanent structural reductions, because Middle Ireland, the squeezed middle, are still feeling the squeeze. And of course, there's ways we'll be able to help them in this budget.
That's Simon Harris on his way into Cabinet this morning. Our political coverage editor, Joe McGrailey, joins us now. So, Joe, parents and students listening to both of those men this morning, will they be any clearer as to what amount of money they'll be paying in autumn?
Well, what's clear, Audrey, is that the issue of student free fees is now highly charged within the coalition, that's for sure. And it would be very surprising if they do not take some action on it. Certainly from Fine Gael's point of view, they've also always been very vocal on reducing student fees. It is a commitment that's in the programme for government of reducing and phasing them. And in fairness to James Lawless, he said that he also will abide by that programme for government, although he indicated on Sunday that there might be this temporary reversion to the higher fees because there isn't this cost of living package. And that really did set off some consternation in Fine Gael. There was surprise at the way that he had said that and that he had put it out there that there would be this increase barring a cost of living package. So yesterday we saw a very assertive move from Fine Gael. They sent out, first of all, their deputy Maeve O'Connell, who's their further and higher education spokesperson, to say that they are still committed to reducing the fees. And then the Taoiseach himself was sending messages on WhatsApp to all of his TDs saying that even though there will be no cost of living package, the budget could be used to address this. So as I say to you, it has become a very highly charged issue. And it's one that no doubt will get a lot of further discussion at leader level and within the government. But as I say as well, the ultimate outcome of all this is that student fees are now something that will have to get close attention from the government.
And it's pertinent to Simon Harris because, as I say, he was James Lawless's predecessor in the department. And we had the incoming president of the Students' Union on with us yesterday saying that in their discussions with Simon Harris at that time, they were left believing that the €2,000 would remain the fee, that it wouldn't be put back up.
Yes, indeed. Simon Harris spent a number of years in that brief, and he was very vocal on it while he was minister. And that is what he is being once again. He has come out very strongly on this. Now, obviously, students' groups and opposition parties were very taken aback to hear what James Lawless had to say on Saturday. And there has been an awful lot of criticism from opposition parties as well, saying that this is unfair on students, it's unfair to parents, that this uncertainty has now been reintroduced, especially in the light of the fact that students are already dealing with increasing costs of living and indeed rising accommodation costs as well. Something, of course, which has been very controversial in recent times as well, due to the changes that the government are proposing on the RPZs.
Well, leaders' questions will be taking place in the Dáil at around 2 o'clock this afternoon. Noon, no doubt they will be asked about this. Thank you very much indeed, Joe McGrailey, our political coverage editor at A Minute to Nine.